Jaden Foster homework, Maury Foster students again.
There's lots of sick people right now.
I didn't know that you pressed start.
yes, I have the 30-day cough. Have you had it? Have you had it yet? Have you had it? Have you had it?
No. Oh. I haven't. Yeah, actually, I've been feeling relatively fine.
I'm probably going to give it to you now.
So at the station on Wednesday, I was working and I said something about mercury being in the microwave. Uh-huh. And the guy that I work with now was like, what the fuck did you just say? And I was like, mercury in the microwave. Like, it's a thing and it actually happens and it causes a lot of problem for us white people. And he's like, really? And I'm like, yeah, it's a problem. So I was like telling him all about it and he was literally laughing so hard. So I had to read about it, how it causes relationship problems, miscommunication problems, sickness and tiredness. And he's like, well, when does it get out of the microwave? And I said, on the first. And he was like, really? And I said, yeah. And then life will be fine for a while. And he's like, well, when does it go back in? And I said, one must never. It was a medical emergency call. I'm like, one must never. Look, you just go about your life until shit's fucked.
And then you say,
mercury must be in the microwave. And you fucking Google it. And I said, you could even Google, is mercury in the microwave? Because I've done it. And people know what it means.
Yeah.
And 10 out of 10, it's going to be in the microwave.
The microwave 4 times a year.
Do you know what it actually means?
No.
Me either.
Okay, so, I thought you were going to give us some profound.
Well, I like looked it up and I still don't quite understand it because all it said was like the symptoms of it, like what it causes.
So but I'm pretty sure it's when mercury's gravitational pull
is pulling backwards.
Correct.
And so it looks like it's like going further away.
I don't understand how that affects us here on Earth. But
gravity's
a bitch.
Yeah.
Because
trust, it's really putting the pounds on me. I've gotten a lot heavier this year from fucking gravity, let me tell you.
Is it from gravity?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I just know that the week before Mercury retrograde is always the worst for me. Unless Mercury is in Libra. Because not too long ago it was in Libra and I had the best week of my life and everybody else was crumbling around me. And I was like, what is going on? And then my coworker was like, Mercury's in the microwave. And I was like, what?
I prefer Mercury in hopscotch.
Right?
I don't know.
In a butterscotch?
Yeah. I know, that blanket really got me.
Welcome to the CarCast Moms.
That's Tashina Galvin.
That's Stephanie Pellegrini.
And we're still pointing at each other like lunatics.
Yep. And we have not done a podcast for a while, even though we promised you guys we would. And we missed Thanksgiving.
What?
We missed Christmas.
Has it been that long? I know today when you asked me when's the last time we did it, like where we've done it, I have no idea.
I thought the last time was here. It was not. It was at my house when we had margaritas, and that's probably why we don't remember.
Oh, the margaritas. It was. Then we didn't miss Thanksgiving because that was Christmas first. That was December.
What?
The night we had margaritas was December 1st.
No.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah, because I had my Christmas party, and it was the 1st, and I had just, it was my last day of work.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So we didn't talk about, we talked about, like, Thanksgiving, but we didn't do, like, a Thanksgiving post like we normally do.
Yes, I think you're right.
Did you see Mugshot Monday? The Grinch?
Oh my god.
Did you see The Grinch?
Yeah, sure did.
Why are you looking at me like that, Tishy?
I specifically asked you that question!
I know. As soon as Tashina says, are we going to discuss Mugshot Monday? And I was like, absolutely not. But I'm like, fuck yes, I'm going to ask her about the Grinch because I want to see her face on this podcast. Anyways, so that day of the Grinch, this is my new job, you guys. This is how much I love my new job. We're sitting there having coffee at morning coffee, because that's a thing we do every day. We come to work and have morning coffee and discuss life, love, pursuit of happiness. And the Lyon County Sheriff's Department had posted a Grinch...
Warrant Wednesday.
Warrant Wednesday, yes. All of their days of the week are ruining my life, let me just tell you.
So, they have families!
And in our stupid ideas, we were just like throwing out there, like, we should totally get the Grinch costume and take pictures of the Grinch throughout the fire department. They're like, yeah, that'd be so much fun. And then we all talked about like where we'd take the pictures. And then I was like, you know what? I'm pretty sure John has a costume. They're like, no way. So I text John. He's like, nah, that thing got ruined. And then Marcy was like, I think the club has a costume. Let me text them. And so they had a costume and she's like, I'm going to go get it. And then Jenna put it on. I mean, the Grinch. I don't know if I was supposed to unveil the character.
Great.
But anyways, we got it and we had so much fun all day long. Do you know how many? So we did it at the fire department with all the little poses. Mm-hmm. And Tashina texts me and was like, are you the Grinch? And I was like, no. And she's like, thought so, because you could never lift your leg that high. Because in one of the pictures, she was like jazzercising with her leg way up in the fucking
air. I was like, goddamn. And then I was like, that's not Stephanie.
Yeah. And I was really, I would just text her back like, fuck you, Tashina. Because I am so limber.
Right.
So limber. So then after we posted those, so many people kept messaging us like, you need to come mm-hmm. here. You need to come here. And so then our front desk lady was like, why don't you guys go a couple places in town and take pictures and like just tag the sheriff's department. So we did. They didn't say shit. So we just kept going with our life because it was so much fun. We went to Rayleigh's. She was stealing carts from people. We went to Maverick's. She stole a fucking tree. It was like, I was laughing so hard the whole time because I know who it is under, right. But it was just funny.
Well, so does everybody else now.
Yeah, well, sorry about that. So then at the very end of the day, the police department called us and was like, we're going to get these packages and wrap them and you're gonna come steal them and then we're gonna go there and ask questions, like, you know, big investigation.
Right.
And then we're gonna find you and we're gonna arrest you.
That was the funniest part, was that PD arrested
right?
somebody.
They have done double duty this year, let me tell you. They have been on top of shit.
All of a sudden, you guys wanna start doing your job?
Fuckers. Anywho,
oh, God.
Carry on. Okay, so...
Moving on.
So then they were like, we have to get a booking picture, because how funny would it be? Right. They have the Warrant Wednesday, and every time they have Warrant Wednesday, then it says captured, and then all of a sudden here they are on Monday, and right. coffee time shit talk. Like, right. It's just fun. So they called the jail saying that we were coming, and the crows didn't tell the cops
right.
who it was. They just said, highly combative, not cooperating, and has been drinking. And so we opened the doors. And there was like 9 fucking cops just waiting for her. And all of us, because we were with the fire department, so we right. were behind them. And we come to some of those calls right. depending on, like, we get called to them. So I still don't think they really realized
who it was.
Like, because all of us are just standing there.
Right.
So they were like, and then she stuck her little hand out the window and you could see all the green fur. And then they just started laughing so fucking
hard.
Oh,
I bet. Because they were probably muscled up waiting yeah. for some guy to come out.
Yep. And so then, they were like, well, who's going to do it? Because we, like, were videotaping it, and they got all awkward. Like, I'm not doing it. You go do it. No, I'm not doing it. You go do it. So finally, they sent the new guy over with this little clipboard. And she didn't even know what was happening. She just wanted the fucking mugshot Monday picture. So they wouldn't let her out of the car. They asked her every fucking question right. you could think of. They asked her allergies, and she saw Christmas. They asked her name, and she's like, the. And he's like, okay, first of the. Last name? Grinch. I was dying. She did so good. They asked who her, what's the word? Somebody that you call?
Emergency contact?
Thank you. Fuck. Goddamn.
Two words.
And she was like, Max.
Max.
If she had any medical problems, and she said her heart was too small. Just like,
she did good.
She did really good. Where'd she live? And she said Whoville. Like, all, it was hilarious. And so they got her out. They put her against the wall. They, like, did all of it. Put her in stripes. And they had her, like, against the wall. And she put her fucking leg up on the thing. And I was dying laughing. But the cop was telling me, he's like, I had no idea. Like, because I was standing next to one. He was like, they haven't asked us to bring the chair out in, like, a long time. And they said, you're going to need the chair. Like, he's like, we were kind of panicking. Well, it's so funny. So anyways, then on Monday, there's her mugshot. It was fun. It was a fun day. And it wound up on the news.
Yes, it did.
Yeah, like...
My favorite was when they were arresting the Grinch, and you could hear Stephanie wheezing in the background.
I tried so hard. I was the videographer and I didn't even want to be. It was just like, that's my job now, I guess. I don't know. They handed me the camera and it was hilarious because there was two cops. She knew Wisner was coming. But I don't know if you like saw her like go this way and then Coombs came around this side and she saw him and she screamed. She didn't know he was there. Like, so real life, he scared her.
That's
so
funny.
I had a hard time not laughing.
That was my favorite part. I was like, oh, I can hear you wheezing. She's like, I tried so hard.
Oh, there was Stephanie.
It was really cute. I thought it was funny.
It was fun. It was a nice little Christmas thing for the town.
Shenanigans.
I felt we had so many shares and so many people commented on it. I think that it brought a lot of happiness to our little town.
I loved the nail one.
Yeah. She's all getting her hair done and her nails. We went to Financial Horizons, but our Facebook person didn't post it.
Oh.
And yeah, it was, I don't know why he missed it, because we were like sending it to him throughout the day. But she was like, you know that little, it looks like a little crow's nest thing?
Yeah.
In the center, she was sitting in it on the phone with her feet up on the counter.
Oh, how funny.
And that one was really cute, but they didn't post it.
Oh.
It was fun.
Bummer.
Yeah. Anyways, how was your Christmas?
It was very good. We had a very good Christmas. Felt like that was the best Christmas in a long time.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good.
How was your Christmas?
La-dee-da. Great.
Putting the shades on. Okay.
So you can't see my tears.
Oh.
Just kidding. No, we had a really good Christmas. We had like 15, 16 people here all day long. We played, Ramona set up this game with all these cups and inside of the cup was like a gift and then we bounced a ball into it. And then whatever.
Can you explain that one more time?
So there's like 38 cups on the table and each of them had like a piece
of
paper.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Said a gift.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's like beer pong, but you bounce it instead of throw it.
And you get whatever gift it is.
And there was like 12 of us who played. So we got, it was like 3 or 4 rounds between all of us that went in.
Nice.
It was fun. We had a good time. John deep fried prime rib. Christmas Day. And then I made pepperoni fettuccine to go with it. And his mom actually came down from Seattle.
Really?
Yeah, and so she spent the whole time with us. And her and her fiance, boyfriend, whatever they are, they've been together like 16 years, but they're like ballroom dancers.
Oh, did they show you a little?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
They're fucking good.
Oh, I bet.
Well, first of all, I've seen them because they came to my wedding with John.
Oh.
In ballroom dance dress.
Oh.
Like, in a pink sequins ballroom dress.
Oh, wow.
Anyways.
Okay.
At my wedding.
Oh.
Just my wedding.
Oh.
Let me just throw that out there.
So you were not the belle of the ball.
No. Just kidding. So I knew that they were really good, but John hung out here on the driveway with all the music and stuff, and they danced, and they were teaching Addie, and they had a blast.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a good holiday.
See, we just drank and ate. That was it.
Yeah,
Big Matt fried a roast beast as well, and a turkey. And then we just ate and drank a lot.
A roast beast.
Huh? Prime rib.
Oh. I was like, I don't think I said that. Did I say that?
No.
We had a good, it was a good Christmas.
Oh, my favorite thing that I got this year for my presents was, I got one of those lazy girl remotes for TikTok. You put it on your finger and you just click it, so you don't even have to hold your phone. You don't have to scroll. It's fantastic.
Well, where is your phone?
Right there.
So where is it when you're
clicking? Yeah, I mean, like, you can hold your phone, but you don't have to scroll. You can just... Or you can, like, put it up here and just click, click, click. Or, like, while I'm riding my bike, I can watch it and I don't have to...
You do not need anything that's going to condone your TikTok usage.
It's the best. And then Matt was like, that's the fucking laziest gift I've ever seen. Like...
Who gave it to you?
My lady at my office.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Matt.
No. And then he used it and was like, this is the best fucking thing there ever was. And I'm like, get it back! And then I asked Matt, it's a party game. You, like, saran wrap a whole bunch of, like, gift cards and chocolate
fun.
Or whatever, and you're supposed to, like, put oven mitts on and try to open it. I told Matt I wanted one of those just for me. Like, I didn't want it to be a party game. Like, I just wanted my present to be...
Wrapped like that, and you had to open it with...
Yes,
oh,
with
Jesus
a whole
Christ.
Bunch of stuff. And he was like, I'm not fucking doing that. That's so stupid. And I was really sad.
And he didn't do it?
He did.
Oh, he did do it?
He did. It was the best.
So what was in it?
All sorts of candy, chapstick, some socks.
Did he make you open it with oven mitts?
No.
And that's dumb.
And then at the end, there was $300, and I was like,
holy
fuck
yeah. God damn.
I know, I was very excited. That was the best gift ever.
Joseph got me those the headband thing that you sleep with that's like a Bluetooth headphones?
Yes.
You got me those? Which I haven't
which
tried
yet. Which are probably
yet.
Really nice because every time I've ever tried headphones, you know, you try to like roll over or something, they hurt. So that's a good idea.
Well, the problem is we both snore and we both hate each other when we're sleeping. He snores and I want to kill him. And I snore and he wants to kill me. So, but he uses earplugs and I can't.
I hate the way earplugs feel.
It stresses me out that I'm not going to hear, for one, my pager, for two, my alarm, or for three, the kids, you know. Mm-hmm. The most important, the kids.
Right.
If something
on the third of the list.
Yeah. If something tragic happens, I can't hear him. And so I don't know how.
That could be a blessing, though.
He was thinking that this part would help it.
What?
That the headphones would help it.
Oh,
except
help
for
it.
That I could hear my alarm because it's headphones. But I don't know, because they're noise canceling, but I don't know how that's going to help me if I can, like, if I'm going to miss my pager still.
Oh.
So I'll probably only be able to use them on the nights that I'm not on call.
Yeah.
Speaking of my new job, because I haven't, the last podcast was right before my new job. I have a new job. It's been almost a month. It's going great. I've only hit an ambulance with an ambulance one time.
You didn't hit it. You made him kiss.
It was a love tap.
You made him kiss.
Just like love tap. And they were fine. But I've lost all confidence. I'm racking up. And so yesterday they were like asking me to back.
Racking up?
Yep. Shut up. But the one thing that they have come to learn about me. Because I, like, kind of came in with everybody thinking that I'm pretty smart because I passed, like, every single test, and out of everybody, I was the only one to pass, and, like, and they're learning really fucking quick. In fact, yesterday, Lacey called me dense.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Do you want to explain to Lacey how you told her?
We'll get there.
Oh, okay.
Anywho.
Sorry.
So they're all getting to know the fact that I'm terrible at the English language. And I'm awkward as fuck. And I have lots of anxiety. And they're like, oh my God, why did we hire you? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know why you hired me. I don't get it either.
But we're here now and we're stuck together, guys.
And their favorite fucking thing to say is, I thought you read. Because apparently reading is supposed to make you smarter.
Oh.
But I read internally. Like, I don't read out loud. And we, if they listen to our podcast, they would know that I have a hard time with words.
Doesn't some of them listen to our podcast?
I don't know.
I thought Lacey listened to our podcast.
I'm not talking about Lacey in this situation. Oh. Just like the actual people I work with during the day, like the other firefighters and EMTs I'm with on the day to day.
Oh, I see.
That I try not to tell I have a podcast because.
Yeah, don't do that.
And so that sounds
terrible.
Just so you know, reading internally has nothing to do with speaking adequately. Like, it just doesn't.
No.
No. And so they're, I thought you read. And I'm like, I do, but that doesn't fucking mean I'm smart in any way whatsoever. I love words, but I can't use them.
Right.
Just can't. So there's that. I'm going to tell a story I'm probably not supposed to tell.
Fantastic.
But this I have to tell you in order to get
your point across
for why she called me dense.
Okay. Oh, yes.
So there's a doctor at South Lyon whose name is DeJong.
Okay.
She's not the nicest of doctors. I like her. She was my doctor when I was in the hospital. She was great. Let me just say that. There's a few people that butt heads with her, so we have a problem. Well, they also have been talking about a Dr. Mustard.
Oh.
For the whole month
Dijon
that I was
Mustard.
There. I'm glad you put two and two together because I didn't. And so we were on a call. We dropped somebody off. I saw DeJong walking. And then later we were talking to Lacey and they were like, yeah, Dr. Mustard was on. And I was like, no, she wasn't. Dr. DeJong was on. I bet my brain put two and two together. And so Lacey pretty much was like, wow, you're dense. And I'm like, I did this whole time. The whole time. Like on Missed Outfire?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that they were talking about the same person. I have been waiting to see Dr. Mustard.
Yes, you're all, who is this?
Like, I know DeJong. I know the other guy. I know the short guy. I know them by looks. But I'm like, where? What are you looking at?
You?
Oh. You're looking that way.
Nope. Looking right at you.
Anyways. So I have not proven myself to be the smartest person that they've ever hired, that's for sure.
Well, maybe you just haven't caught up with their, I mean, most of those people have been working together for a while, right?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you just haven't caught up with the the way that they tease each other or whatever. Or maybe you just weren't there for the initial, oh, Dijon, that smells, that sounds like mustard. You know, sometimes they just leave you out.
Yeah, I've been left out a lot. I'm just kidding. Well, it's been fun though. I'm having fun. Good. It's a good job.
I'm so happy for you. I'm glad.
Thank you.
I think it's a good fit for you to be doing something different on a daily basis. Do you have a lot of calls?
It goes in spurts.
Yeah.
Like some days we'll have multiple calls and then some days there won't even be one.
Do you ever have something where it's like, oh my God, now that this happened, there's going to be 12 more? Like, for instance, if a notary walks into my office, I inevitably will have two more that day. It comes in threes, I swear to God.
Really?
Like, do you ever have like a headache and then 12 more headaches show up? Or like a somebody cut their finger off, 12 more show up? No?
Mm-mm. I don't really, they all have like certain superstitions. Like if you say it's been really quiet,
oh yeah,
supposedly that fucks shit up. But I've said it so many times in hopes that it would fuck shit up. And it doesn't. Like I don't believe in all that stuff.
Well, I tell you what, it's real because when I went on a ride along with Matt, I was like, what happens if this happens? And he was like, why did you say that? And I swear to God, the next call was that.
Yeah.
And then we were driving along the road at night and I was like, oh, what if somebody's like broke down at night? The next car was broke down and we had to stop and help them. He was like, you need to shut your mouth before we get into something that you don't want to be involved in.
Well, I was in a training for, it was like a cardiovascular and, no, we did not.
Just kidding. That was a lie.
So the next topic was cardiovascular.
She straight lied to us, guys.
The first one was talking about like CPR and like certain techniques for airway and like opening the airway, that kind of stuff.
Staying alive, well, staying alive. Do they teach you that song?
No.
Oh.
I mean, they've talked about it, but literally right in the middle of them talking about like cardiac arrest, we had a page for a fucking CPR call. So, and that was my first and only so far CPR call that I've been on.
Matt said that if they have to have CPR, they're most likely not coming back.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of a thing that they all talk about there. Like, I don't know if anybody there has had a save, but most of the people say that if you're doing but it really is the call times too.
Right, yeah.
Like, depending on how long they're down, I think if you're, because, like, my sister's husband.
Yes.
Had, he flatlined in the back of the ambulance, and they had oxygen to him and stuff. They were able to bring him back. But, like, our call times and stuff, if they are calling saying that they're not breathing, not responsive.
Well, and I feel like
by the time we get there.
And I feel like whoever's calling, they've already wasted probably, like, most people don't call immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, are you awake? Hey, what are you doing?
Right.
You know, like, that's a fucking 3 minutes of them being idiots instead of just calling.
Yeah.
You know, depending on where you're at in the town.
Yesterday we had a call. I don't even know if I'm allowed to say that, but it came out as conscious, but unsure if breathing. I'm like, how's that work? How can you be conscious and not breathing?
Yeah.
I don't...
Unconscious, understandable.
Yeah,
yeah,
but it was
one.
Clearly conscious, not sure if breathing. I mean, they have to report what the RP is saying, but I'm like, weird! Anyways, it's been fun. It's definitely different. It's a job that's going to bring a lot of anxiety to me because...
Yes.
So, like, right now I'm in an instructor's class to teach. Which makes me nervous because I think once I get in the swing of things, I'll be all right. But anytime I'm like nervous or unsure of what I'm saying, it's just awkward what comes out of there, this mouth. And so I have a presentation that I have to do, I think in the next couple days, I can't even remember the date. And I'm teaching bleeding control.
You just fucking blocked it out. I don't even want to know what date it is. Don't tell me what today is. Don't look at the calendar.
I have to do my slideshow, and that's what I've been working on all day today, like what I'm going to actually say with the slideshow.
Have you been practicing? You should have brought it here and we could have practiced together.
Teach the podcast.
Yeah.
And so I taught Jaden a little bit today. And in the middle of it, I just threw my pen in the air and was like, fuck it. Because my brain is like very like step-by-step type person. Like I don't know how to function in real life. And the slideshow, like I'll talk about something and then like 4 slides later, it like breaches on what I just talked about. And it throws me off because I have to, like, I don't like the whole back and forth business. But
can you not fix that?
I'm going to. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to because I just talked about that. Why would you bring another slideshow? You know? So I am going to fix it some more. But she was like, Mom, you did fine until you threw the pencil and freaked out. And I'm like,
she's like, really? Honestly, I learned a lot until you fucking lost your gourd.
Yeah. I was like, it was all over the place. And she's like, no, it wasn't. And I'm like, yeah, but you don't know. I'm teaching all the people who know. I'm teaching because it's a class. And so we're proctoring to people who are, they're proctoring us and they already know what I'm teaching. So if I'm all over the place on them, like they'll be able to figure it out better than Jaden, who's like, what are you even talking about? She doesn't know.
My God, give her a little credit. If I feel like if she was confused, she would have been like, that doesn't make sense. You need to redo that. I feel like Jaden would tell you.
Yeah, maybe. Anyways, and so then I have that. Tomorrow I have a hazmat class and a hazmat test.
Oh my God.
And then on the 21st I start my EMT class again.
Well, you said you always love studying and this is going to get you.
Mm-hmm. It's just a lot. The calls don't even stress me out anymore compared to the rest of what I have to do there. I'm like, they're understanding now though. Like, now we know why. She has a hard time speaking English. We understand why she doesn't want to teach people.
They couldn't find somebody else. And I mean that in the nicest way possible.
To take my job?
No, to teach.
I think part of working there is that they are all teachers.
Oh. Okay.
They all take part of classes and
stuff. Oh, that's kind of cool though. So it's not just one person always teaching?
Yeah. So I know the more I do it, the better I'll get at it.
God, I just realized you have geese in your yard. That's cute.
Yeah.
Santa's down though.
So, Tashina put me in charge of the topics today, guys, and so I want to talk about Gypsy.
Gypsy Rose Blanchard! Yeah. Oh my God, she's out, y'all.
I really want to know what people do with their lives afterwards, like, especially somebody like her, because she's basically been in captivity her whole life. Her mom, like, kept her. She's not been a free person forever, so now her mom is gone, she's out of jail.
She's married?
Is she married? What does she do with her life? I feel like, wouldn't that be so hard
to
come out?
What she needs to do is get a freaking reality show, make a bazillion dollars, and do whatever the fuck she wants to do.
Yeah, I hope she gets, like, book deals and that kind of stuff, so that...
Do you think, because you know how they had that Lifetime movie, or that movie that just came out, was it on Netflix or something?
I watched it on HBO, and the series? Or is it a movie? Because I don't think I've seen the movie.
I think it was the movie. It had, I don't remember what actress it was. Anyway, it's on one of those shows, and it came out not too long ago. But I want to know, does she get money from that?
You would think.
Like, I wonder if she helped them, and then she's getting, like, royalties from that.
You would sure think. And she's done, like, Dr. Phil interviews.
So she's probably already got a pretty healthy bank account, to be honest.
So I was reading an article about the boyfriend that killed the mom.
Yes.
And I kind of felt bad for him. That fucker's still so in love with her.
Is he?
Yeah, he was like, I didn't realize that they had only spent 5 days together.
Yeah.
And he said it was the best 5 days of his life still to date. But I mean, he's in prison, so
right.
It makes
sense.
Well,
I'm sure getting raped every day is not very fun.
But he's still like madly in love with her and says that
Is he ever going to get out?
I don't know. That's why I do kind of feel bad for him. Like, Jesus Christ. She's like, hey, can you do me a favor? And his ass is stuck in prison and she's like, out.
How did they end up killing the mom?
Stabbed her to death.
Oh, God.
While she was in bed. So I was wondering that. Like, where do you go from there? And I'm also wondering how the fuck her dad, had no idea what was going on. He wasn't fully present, but he was semi-present. Like, he was around.
Yeah, but, like, if she's saying that the doctors are telling her that, you know what I mean? Like,
but as far as the age,
like, why would a...
He would know how old she was.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true. I just don't understand why they put a port in her.
Yeah. Like, that's the other thing, is I don't understand any of the medical things, how that doctor, any of the doctors were able to do
that. Well, because they kept saying that all of her medical records were lost because of Katrina or whatever. Your daughter's walking out here with food in her hand like she's going to leave you. So anyway, they were saying that the medical records got lost in Katrina. So there was like no way for them to back. And apparently this was before like medical systems, coding and all that BS, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, because now your record follows you everywhere.
And we
were talking about it at the department yesterday. Mm-hmm. So, like, that's how people could come in and be like, my back hurts, and get medication from this place, and then go over there, like, my neck hurts, and get medication from here, because nothing ever followed them around. But now you cannot do that. Like, everything follows you around. Mm-hmm. I just don't understand how all that went. But anyways, I got a couple articles.
Okay.
That I didn't read, but found. So...
here we go, guys. Yeah. You're on for a ride.
Here we go with my outward talking.
Oh, perfect.
Outward talking.
It's my favorite. Every time you do it.
The weird picture.
She was like missing teeth and shit.
Because of the medication, all of her teeth rotted and they had to pull them all out.
That is so fucking sad.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What started it all, though? Wasn't it like... it was like something started it. Like, she did get sick at one point, and then everybody, like, rallied around her, and then, like, that's what set her mom off on, like, keeping her that way.
Yeah, and got all kinds of stuff from Make-A-Wish Foundation, a brand new fucking free house, trips all over the world. Like, okay, ready? Here's her story.
Is there a child that we can... No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
I have a couple if you need. Try it out. Let me know how it goes.
No, thanks. I don't want to try.
Gypsy Rose Blanchard grew up with her mother, Dee Dee Blanchard, making claims about her health that resulted in a series of dire diagnoses and medical interventions. However, Gypsy wasn't actually unwell. Her mother had been lying about her symptoms. Experts believe Dee Dee's behavior stemmed from the mental disorder Munchausen syndrome by proxy. That's a mouthful. Mm-hmm. Because Dee Dee wanted to be a caretaker, she feigned an induced illness in her daughter. The truth about Gypsy and her mother only came out after Gypsy arranged for an online boyfriend to murder Dee Dee in 2015. I didn't realize it was that long ago. She's been in for a long time. 13 years? Is that 12? Dee Dee... you make me so nervous.
Sitting here listening.
I know, but the face. Oh. Dee Dee began pretending that Gypsy had different illnesses when Gypsy was a baby. Gypsy Rose was born in 1991, was a baby when Dee Dee claimed her daughter had sleep apnea. When Gypsy was 8 years old, Dee Dee described her as suffering from leukemia and muscular dystrophy, and said she required a wheelchair and a feeding tube. The list of medical problems that Dee Dee related about her daughter would go on to include seizures, asthma, and hearing and visual impairments. Due to Dee Dee's actions, Gypsy was prescribed a litany of medications and had to sleep using a breathing machine. She also went through multiple surgeries, including procedures on her eyes, removal of her salivary glands. When Gypsy's teeth rotted, perhaps due to her medications, missing salivary glands, or neglect, they were pulled out.
Yeah, because you have to have saliva.
Why would anybody remove those?
That's what I'm saying.
What kind of medical
diagnosis
would make you remove those? Unless you have, like, excessive salivation. But even then, would you... whatever. Yet... I have a lot of saliva at the moment. Yet... the truth was that Gypsy could walk, didn't need a feeding tube, and didn't have cancer. Her head was bald only because her mother shaved off her hair. Experts believe Dee Dee had a mental illness known as Munchausen syndrome by proxy, also called factitious disorder imposed on another, which made her fabricate her daughter's ill health in order to receive attention and sympathy for taking care of a sick child. Dee Dee appeared to be a charming, devoted mother, so people believed her. Medical tests often showed inconclusive or contradictory results regarding Gypsy's diagnoses, but Dee Dee would stop seeing any doctors who questioned her daughter's ailments, and many caregivers went along with what Dee Dee wanted. She had some nurse training, so she could accurately describe symptoms, and she sometimes gave Gypsy medication to mimic certain conditions. Oh. Dee Dee was also charming and seemed devoted to her daughter. When Gypsy was old enough to talk, Dee Dee instructed her not to volunteer information during their appointment. She was always the one relating Gypsy's fake medical history.
Well, that makes more sense. Like, if she's mimicking the symptoms, so they go in and she's like, oh, she's got this, this, and this.
She's drugging her daughter.
Right. Well, I mean, that makes more sense on why doctors were willing to kind of go along with it. Like, if she comes in and she's healthy as a fucking
horse. Still, that should be questioned. They should still be questioned. All of the doctors who did procedures on her should be... not in trouble, but, like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. No?
Yeah. Yeah, but you need to realize that they're just, they're practicing medicine. So, if she's mimicking those symptoms, And they're like, oh, well, that makes sense. We should probably do this, this, and this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Dee Dee told Gypsy's father, Rod Blanchard, that their daughter had a chromosomal disorder that led to her many health issues. He complimented Dee Dee for her devoted care. When some of Dee Dee's family noticed that Gypsy didn't seem to need a wheelchair and asked questions, Dee Dee and Gypsy moved away. Dee Dee claimed to be a victim of Hurricane Katrina, so she and Gypsy received assistance to relocate from Louisiana to Missouri in 2005. There, Dee Dee continuing to bring Gypsy to doctor's appointments. Hurricane Katrina also provided an excuse for missing medical files. In 2008, Gypsy and Dee Dee moved into a new home in Springfield, Missouri, built by Habitat for Humanity. It was painted pink and had a wheelchair ramp. Gypsy and Dee Dee also received benefits that included charity sponsors, visits to concerts, and Disney World. All along, Dee Dee continued to bask in the attention she received for being a devoted caretaker. When Gypsy was 14, she saw a neurologist in Missouri who came to believe she was a victim of Munchausen syndrome by proxy. However, this doctor never reported her case to authorities. In later interviews, he stated his belief was that there wasn't enough evidence to act. In 2009, an anonymous report was made to authorities stating that Dee Dee's accounts of Gypsy's ailments had no medical basis. This resulted in two caseworkers visiting their home, but Dee Dee convinced them there was nothing wrong. As Gypsy grew older, Dee Dee began to lie about her age, going so far as to alter the dates on Gypsy's birth certificate to make her daughter seem younger. But Gypsy was still becoming harder for Dee Dee to control. In 2011, Gypsy tried to get away from her mother by running away with a man she'd met on a science fiction convention. Hmm. How do you run in a wheelchair?
She doesn't wheel away.
But Dee Dee soon tracked them down via mutual friends. She convinced the man that Gypsy was a minor, though she was actually 19 at the time. According to Gypsy, Dee Dee smashed her computer and physically restrained her to her bed after they returned home. Gypsy had also stated her mother would sometimes hit her and deny her food. Gypsy eventually managed to get back online. She joined a Christian dating site where she met Nicholas Godjohn. She told him the truth about her mother's actions and ended up asking him to kill Dee Dee so they could be together. Oh, she found him on a Christian site.
He was just trying to do the right thing.
Oh, Lord. In June 2015, he came to her house and stabbed Dee Dee while Gypsy waited, ears covered, in the bathroom. Gypsy and Godjohn returned to his home in Wisconsin where they were found by police. Gypsy had twice posted to the Facebook account she shared with her mother, once writing, "That bitch is dead." She later explained she made the post because she wanted her mother's body to be discovered. Gypsy was afraid and believed she didn't have anyone to trust. After Dee Dee's murder, many people who'd known Gypsy wondered why she had gone so far as to kill her. Since she could walk, she simply could have exposed Dee Dee's lies by standing up in the public, yet Gypsy had conditioned to think no one would believe her. She explained, "I couldn't just jump out of the wheelchair because I was afraid and I didn't know what my mother would do. I didn't have anyone to trust." The fact that Gypsy had spent her entire life being controlled and monitored by her mother, she wasn't allowed to go to school. Although Gypsy was normal intelligence, Dee Dee told everyone her daughter had a mental age of 7. When they were out in public, Dee Dee constantly held Gypsy's hand, squeezing it when she wanted her daughter to be quiet. Did you see that? An expert in dark...
You've been doing so well!
Dr. Mark Feldman, an expert in Munchausen syndrome by proxy, said that Gypsy's life and actions, the control was total in the same sense that the control was of a kid... What? Did that make any sense? No. Said of Gypsy's life and actions, the control was total in the same sense that the control of a kidnapped victim sometimes is total. Her daughter was, in essence, a hostage, and I think we can understand the crime that occurred subsequently.
Subsequently.
Why could I not say that? Subsequently, in terms of a hostage trying to gain escape. As Gypsy's... This is getting done.
You're getting tired.
As Gypsy's medical record documented the abuse she'd been subjected to, her lawyer was able to arrange a plea deal for the charges she faced in Dee Dee's death. In 2016, Gypsy pled guilty to second-degree murder. She was sentenced to 10 years in prison and served 85% of her sentence before being released December 28, 2023. Gojon was found guilty of first-degree murder in 2018 and was sentenced to life in prison.
Oh, fuck. He ain't ever getting out.
That sucks for him.
Yeah.
That's really sad, honestly. I mean, he did kill somebody, but... Gypsy stated it was only after Dee Dee's death that she realized the extent of her mother's deception. While Gypsy was known, had known she could walk and eat regular foods, she had believed she had leukemia. Today, Gypsy is healthy. She also said she enjoyed more freedom in prison than the life she shared with Dee Dee. However, when asked by Dr. Phil if she was glad her mother was dead, she stated, I'm glad that I'm out of that situation, but I'm not happy she's dead.
They showed a picture of her, and I keep hearing it's her husband, but I don't know if I have not looked that up or not.
Jaden said he was murdered, too. I mean, what? Jaden said she was married.
Okay, I'm all, what? I'm like, fuck, she's just going on a rampage. She got out less than 24 hours ago. No. They went to a shoe store. She was wearing, like, knee-high boots that were way too small for her, and she was, like, tiptoeing. So they went to a shoe store and got her some new shoes.
Because that's what she got there in?
Yeah. I'm like, fuck, you couldn't have brought her some shoes? Like,
God damn.
God damn.
I read a thing that somebody posted today about how they hope that she's, like, able to live a peaceful life and that she's not, like, completely bombarded by everybody outside of... Because we've all, like, put her up on a pedestal now, like...
Excuse me. Sorry. This 30-day cough is just killing me, my life. Well, that's the thing. So people already want her to do TikTok. People already want her to be on Instagram. People already want, like, they want so much of her, and I don't think she's going to be able to live a normal life. Like,
ever.
She's going to have to have...
She never once going to have a normal life.
No. From the moment she was born, she didn't have a normal life, poor thing.
What is normal life, though? Because I don't have one.
Girl. But then you think, so her whole entire life, she was told what to do from her mother... to when she went into jail. She's always had somebody tell her what to do. So I hope her husband is real controlling.
I saw that she, like, got her GED and, like, mm-hmm. she did all kinds of schooling and stuff while she was in there.
Yeah, but going from a very regimented life, your whole entire mm-hmm. life, to where you never made any decisions, everybody made them for you, and then you went into jail and that same situation happened, you had...
I think it'd be scary to get out after that yeah. long, honestly.
Yeah. And now you have to pay bills, and you have to figure out your life.
So if she's married, I wonder if she just goes straight with him, or if she does, like, a typical parolee, and they have, like, halfway houses, and then they're, like...
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, since hers wasn't, like, drug-related, if she has to do, like, a halfway house or something.
A lot of times there's just a halfway house just to get them back in...
To normal
integrated
life.
Into the world.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's why I was wondering, like, what happens next?
That's what happened.
So it would be kind of cool.
That old man freaking went to the grocery store and then hung himself because he was like, I can't fucking do this.
Kick the fucking...
Yeah, kick the can.
So I also have an article about her boyfriend that killed him. That killed
him. Oh, okay.
In 2018, Gojon was found guilty of his first-degree murder in the June 2015 death of Gypsy's mother. In 2015, sorry, I was looking at a recipe. In 2015, the then couple conspired to murder Gypsy's mother, Dee Dee, who mentally and physically abused Gypsy throughout her entire life. The victim of Munchausen by proxy, Gypsy was put in a wheelchair despite being able to walk, forced to take medication she didn't need, and had her head shaved in an effort to convince her friends, family, community that she was suffering from muscular dystrophy, leukemia, and other ailments. The mistreatment only ended after Gojon murdered Dee Dee in 2015. Both Gypsy and Gojon were convicted and sentenced to prison for the respective roles in the murder and have been given a handful of candid interviews about the crime since. Recently, Gypsy told people she regrets her mother's murder. As Gypsy is scheduled to be released from prison on December 28th, here's something to know about where Gojon is now. According to BuzzFeed,
Very reliable source.
Gypsy's first connected with Nicholas Gojon on a dating site for Christian singles, and they communicated online for 2 years before meeting in person. Text messages shared in court 2018 showed the tumultuous relationship the pair had leading up to Dee Dee's death. According to the Springfield News Leader, they talked at length about starting a new life together, including getting married and starting a family. when Newsfeed News reporting they had already picked out names for their kids. Gypsy and Gojon.
After 5 days?
They talked for 2 years, it just said.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I must have missed that portion of it.
I think they only spent 5 days
together
in person.
Oh, okay.
Gypsy and Gojon eventually had their first in-person date at the movies in 2015. Their second in-person meeting was that June when Gojon traveled from Wisconsin to Missouri to kill Dee Dee. On June 9th, 2015, Dee Dee was murdered in her home by Gojon. Gypsy says that Mommy Dead and Dearest... Gypsy said in Mommy Dead and Dearest that on the night of the murder, she and Dee Dee gave each other manicures, and Gypsy put Dee Dee to bed, promising to be a good girl. After Dee Dee fell asleep, Gojon entered the residence. Gypsy recalled, and Gypsy hid in a bathroom while Gojon stabbed Dee Dee to death. In 2018... Fuck, this is getting bad. In 2018, Gypsy told the court that 2 weeks before her mother's murder, she changed her mind because she started having doubt and second thoughts. But after the pair got into an argument days later, Gypsy decided Dee Dee had to die and told Gojon to travel from Wisconsin to Missouri to kill her. When asked who talked who into killing Dee Dee, Gypsy responded in court, "I did. I talked him into it," the paper reported. Following Dee Dee's murder, Gojon and Gypsy allegedly stole $4,000 from her room and checked into a Days Inn outside of Springfield before fleeing to Gojon's family home in Wisconsin. Gojon, who had no history of violence before the murder, told ABC 2020, "I felt horrible about it. When me and her were in the motel room, Gypsy kept on telling me, 'Stop crying, stop crying. There's no reason to cry. It was my idea, it wasn't yours. I did what I did because I loved her. I really wanted a life with her. I really did.'"
So why is he still in fucking prison and she's out just fleeing around?
On June 14, 2015, Gypsy wrote on Dee Dee's Facebook, "That bitch is dead," which immediately sparked concern from Dee Dee's friends. When they were able to get in contact with Dee Dee, they alerted the authorities when they weren't able. Police later found Dee Dee's body in her Springfield home. They were also able to trace the IP address of the Facebook post to Big Bend, Wisconsin, where Gypsy and Gojon were staying. Police raided Gojon's family home and arrested him and Gypsy on charges of murder and felony armed criminal action. In 2016, Gypsy pleaded guilty to second-degree murder for her role in killing the mother and was sentenced to 10 years. Gojon's trial was held in November 2018. Why is it so long? That wasn't very long ago. She was already in jail.
Yeah.
For a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Gojon's trial was held in November 2018, during which Gypsy testified that she came up with the plan to kill her mother because it was the only way she could escape her life of abuse. The Springfield News leader reported, while no one disputed whether Gojon killed Dee Dee, his attorney had argued that he was manipulated by Gypsy to kill her mom and should have charges reduced to second-degree murder, according to the Springfield News leader. Days later, Gojon was found guilty of first-degree murder in June 2015. In the 2015 death of Gypsy's mother, he was also found guilty of armed criminal action. At his sentence hearing in February 2019, Gojon reiterated his motive to commit the crime, saying, "I was blindly in love. That was always very much the case." He was sentenced to a life in prison without the possibility of parole, plus an additional 25 years for armed criminal action.
Goddamn!
Gypsy and Gojon's relationship deteriorated quickly after, as one of Gypsy's family friends revealed that she was engaged to another man in April 2019. Describing Gypsy's previous relationship with Gojon as unhealthy and an act of desperation. Family friend told people that Gypsy's newfound relationship was more of a mutual love and respect. "She's 27 years old, she deserves to be in love, and she deserves to have somebody who cares about her. He's just there for her." However, their reunion was short-lived, as in August 2022, the Springfield reported that Gypsy had married a man named Ryan Scott Anderson of St. Charles, Louisiana that June. This is a long article. Where's Nicholas now? In 2019, Gojon gave a rare interview from prison as he appeared on the Oxygen special Gypsy, Rose, and Nick. and Love to Kill. In a clip from the interview, Gojohn recalled his relationship with Gypsy, calling it the best days of my life. From the very beginning, I just knew we were soulmates. He continued, those 5 days when I was actually with her physically were those... With her, those 5 days were the most intense and magical and awe-inspiring days I've ever had. Gojohn said in the interview that he felt killing Dee Dee was imperative to ensuring he and Gypsy could spend their lives together. Somehow, I just knew, deep within my heart, some way me and her would end up being together in the end. There's no other option, we gotta do it, he said, referring to the murder. I wanted to make sure her mom was not gonna harm her anymore. I made sure of that. Gojohn is currently serving a life sentence at the Potosi Correctional Center in for the Springfield News Leader. In August 2002, he appeared in the Greene County courtroom asking to set aside his previous conviction and order a new trial on the grounds that he had ineffective counsel in his trial. In March 2023, his motion to vacate, set aside, or correct judgment was denied. That's it. It's kind of sad for him.
Yeah, it's pretty sad. I don't know. I feel like she probably should have gotten more time as well, since she was, like, the co-conspirator, to be honest. Maybe that little psychopath should be stuck in. I mean, I understand she... I don't know.
But also, how can you not be psycho after all that?
Right.
And just because all that happened to her, how can... How does that make
justify?
Justify the fact that she's crazy.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like maybe she should have gotten more time, though.
How can he get life and she gets 10 years?
Because he actually did the crime.
Yeah, but she fully asked him to.
Right.
And it kind of seems like he's a little on the mentally...
Well, that's what I was wondering. I wonder if he is a little off as well.
From all the shows that I watched, it made it sound like he was.
Yeah, because I don't think anybody in their right mind is going to be like...
Okay.
Like, I love my husband more than anything. But if he asked me to murder somebody,
yeah,
unless I didn't like him too, no.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I don't understand that process either, but...
No. Mm-mm. No, I don't know. Well, it'll be interesting to see. There was a lady on TikTok that was like, Gypsy Rose, we need you to have a TikTok account, blah, 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 blah. And I don't know if her voice is the way it is on the movies, but if it is... It Nobody's is. Gonna fucking
All
watch
All of
her.
The documentaries, she sounds like that, too.
Do you think...
Okay, but there's somebody locally who sounds like that.
Right. But do you think that type of voice, like, she's just not putting her real voice out there, or is that, like, a...
I think that's a voice that people have.
Oh, God.
I would absolutely despise if that was my voice.
Yeah.
You know, yesterday...
I don't like my voice now. I can't imagine if it's, like...
Yesterday, I was complaining to Tim at my work. And he was like, my God, you always complain. And then I was like, you know what? I agree. He's like, did you just have a moment where you bugged yourself? And I'm like, yeah, that whole sentence that came out of my mouth, I was like, Jesus Christ, Stephanie, could you be any more whiny?
See?
Like, that would bug the shit out of myself if that was my voice.
Agreed.
No?
No, I can't do it. Like, I'm not going to watch her on TikTok if she's got a whiny-ass voice. What you got in there?
I don't know. Is it gum?
Oh, I don't know. I think it's powder of some sort.
Gummy and dipping stick.
Oh, God.
Did you just see that slime?
Ew. Don't eat that. Don't eat that. I don't know where it's been. I don't. Okay.
Oh, it's harder.
I think it's been in here since Halloween. I told you not to eat it, and you did it anyway. Well, it's been so much fun.
It has.
I'm glad we got to talk about Mugshot Monday and the Grinch and Christmas festivities.
Mm-hmm. And Gypsy's new life.
And Gypsy's new life. That was like a dart. I am so excited because for Christmas, we're going to go... Well, not for Christmas.
Ah, yes, why didn't you talk about that?
I don't know.
You didn't have
to? I was just going to... Right now.
Go.
Oh, we're going to go to Harry Potter World.
That's so exciting.
And I'm so fucking excited.
I hear it's so cool.
Like, I'm probably going to cry when I walk through the freaking...
It's in Orlando, right?
Into Diagon Alley. My husband has not read the books. He has not watched the movies. I was talking about Gryffindor the other day, and he was like, what's a Gryffindorf?
Are you going to make him watch the month?
I'm trying, and he does not care.
He doesn't care?
No.
Did he even want to go on the trip?
Yeah, he loves the trips. We're not only going, we're only going there one day. So we're going to go, so we'll leave on a Saturday. We'll have Sunday, we'll go golfing. Monday, we're going to the Kennedy Space Center. Tuesday, we're golfing. Wednesday, we're going to Harry Potter. Thursday, we're golfing. And then Friday, we're going to Medieval Times to go watch the jousting. It's like the food. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen that? Mm-hmm. You have a big fucking chicken leg. I'm pretty sure you have to eat with your hands, though, and I'm not really into that. That grosses me out, but I don't think you have an option.
It'll be fun.
It's a big old chicken leg. Because that'll be Maurice's birthday.
You should hit up Josh and go on a flight.
Oh, yeah. Josh is there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He can fly you all over for
it. There you go. Him and Maurice. Maurice has been doing his flight simulator.
Has he?
Uh-huh. He got very frustrated the other day. I had to fly from Murrieta to Oakland the other day because he pissed out and was like...
I didn't know he got a flight simulator. He got that for Christmas? Mm-hmm. Does he want to be a pilot? Mm-hmm. From all of his flights to San Francisco? That's cool.
Yes, that's all he wants to do now. But then he got tired the other night. And it's like a flight... Like, for reals, you're not just like after 10 minutes, you're there. No. Fucking an hour and 10 minutes, my ass was flying to Oakland.
How did... It's just on a phone or a tablet or
it's
what?
It's on an Xbox. He got an Xbox for Christmas. Mm. Anyway.
What happens if you crash? Or you stop, you just crash?
Yeah. So you have to fucking keep it up in the air. You have to keep the gas going, like...
Is it pretty realistic?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Yeah. But he was getting frustrated because he doesn't know how to use all the control yet. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, there's like literally flight classes. Mm-hmm. Take them. And he just wants it to be easy.
Yeah, that's how at Trinity I got her an electric guitar. And she played it for 2 seconds and got pissed off because she couldn't figure it out. And I'm like, Trin, it's a learning curve.
Right.
Like, you've been playing acoustic. This electric has more knobs. It has different settings.
Right.
You're gonna have to, like,
try.
Take a breath.
Right.
And learn. Mm-hmm. Like, we have lessons set up for her, so it'll be fine. But... couldn't believe how mean she got. Like, she was mad about it. I'm like, you're welcome for the
right?
gift.
Let me take it back, you little shit.
I get that, though, because nothing bugs me more than not being able to figure out something that I'm really into, and then I just want to kill everybody.
Right. Yeah. He was pretty upset the other day, and I was like, sorry, you're just going to have to try. Not everything's easy for you, Maurice.
Mm-hmm.
Even though the majority of his life, everything is very easy to him. He's very athletic, like... He doesn't have to try very hard.
Yeah, well, some things you have to. Some things that are worth it, you have to try hard.
Especially when it's the stuff that you really want to do.
Yeah.
So. Anyway, that was it.
Well, this was fun. Thank you for my therapy session.
Oh, you're welcome. Now, if you can go find your mom's dish.
Fuck. I've been thinking about that while I was reading the article. I'm going to blame
you. Well, no wonder you couldn't fucking read the whole time.
Because I was just thinking, bowl. Where
guys,
could you be?
Michelle brought a bowl. For Christmas, that was supposed to be washed and returned to Michelle, and she could not
find it.
And Michelle wants to know where the hell it is.
And Michelle had to throw in the fact that it was my dead grandma's bowl, and I don't think it was. I think she's a liar, McLiar,
well,
pants
first of
on
all,
fire.
Your mom said it's her dead mother's bowl, and her mother is not dead.
Did she mean dead grandmother?
I think she did, because then she was like, oh, my mom's not dead.
Wow.
I know. I was like, Michelle.
So I text the lady who I thought might have my bowl, and I said, have you seen my bowl? The one that looks just like my dead grandma's bowl? And she said, nope. Brought my own Tupperware thing. And I was like, well, shit.
Oh, man.
Who else could have taken it? I wonder if John took it. Maybe John did take it. I'm gonna have to... If John took it, that thing is in the abyss. If he took it, it's in the abyss. We won't get it back. Poor grandma. Mom, I'm sorry. I'm going to the bank, Mom.
Oh, God. All right, well, it's been fun. We will talk to you guys later.
Cheerio.
Bye.